This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Ethiopia integrates oxytocin into vaccine cold chain to prevent maternal deaths. Ethiopia has successfully integrated oxytocin storage into its vaccine cold chain system, following a structured, evidence-informed decision-making process that could serve as a model for other low- and middle-income countries. The initiative addresses critical gaps in oxytocin storage that compromise the drug's effectiveness in preventing postpartum hemorrhage, a leading cause of maternal mortality. 50% of Ethiopian health facilities monitored oxytocin temperature daily in 2022. Oxytocin storage challenges in Ethiopian health facilities. Temperature monitoring and refrigeration practices. 2022 survey, facilities with refrigeration 70%, daily temperature monitoring 50%, without refrigerated storage 30%. Source, Ethiopian Ministry of Health, 2022, Georgian Medical Journal News Evidence-Based Policy Development Process. The Ethiopian Ministry of Health's Maternal and Child Health Department initiated the policy review after a 2022 survey revealed significant storage deficiencies. The study found that a substantial number of health facilities did not store oxytocin in refrigerators, while only slightly more than half monitored drug temperatures daily. The ministry engaged its Research Advisory Council, RAC, to examine the integration of oxytocin into the existing vaccine cold chain infrastructure. This approach leveraged the WHO's expanded program on immunization framework, which already maintains temperature-controlled storage across Ethiopian health facilities. The decision-making process utilized the GRADE evidence-to-decision framework, bringing together local researchers, program managers, and development partners. This structured policy approach ensured that both scientific evidence and contextual realities informed the final decision. 2-year implementation timeline. The policy development unfolded over 24 months, involving iterative engagement cycles, validation workshops, and leadership consultations. The Research Advisory Council convened multiple stakeholder groups to analyze the problem systematically and synthesize both global and local evidence. According to the BMJ Global Health Study, the process demonstrated the value of institutionalized knowledge translation platforms in health systems. The approach enabled transparent evidence synthesis while maintaining sustained leadership engagement throughout the development phase. The ministry's endorsement of the integration represents a significant policy shift that addresses both drug efficacy concerns and practical implementation challenges. This global health innovation could inform similar initiatives across sub-Saharan Africa, where maternal mortality rates remain high. Cold chain infrastructure advantages. Integrating oxytocin into the vaccine cold chain offers several operational advantages for low-resource settings. The existing infrastructure already maintains the 2 to 8 degrees Celsius temperature range required for oxytocin stability, eliminating the need for separate storage systems. The UNICEF cold chain program has established robust temperature monitoring and maintenance protocols across Ethiopian health facilities. By leveraging this infrastructure, the ministry can ensure consistent oxytocin potency while reducing implementation costs and training requirements. This integration model addresses a critical gap identified in the 2022 survey, where inconsistent temperature monitoring compromised drug effectiveness. The vaccine cold chain's established protocols provide a proven framework for maintaining pharmaceutical quality standards. Transferable lessons for global implementation. The Ethiopian experience offers practical insights for other countries seeking to strengthen evidence-informed policy mechanisms. The structured approach demonstrates how existing health system infrastructure can be optimized to address multiple public health priorities simultaneously. The Research Advisory Council model provides a replicable framework for institutionalizing evidence synthesis within health ministries. According to the study authors, this approach ensures that policy decisions reflect both scientific evidence and local contextual factors. The WHO's framework for health policy development emphasizes the importance of stakeholder engagement and transparent decision-making processes. Ethiopia's two-year timeline, while extensive, ensured comprehensive stakeholder buy-in and sustainable implementation planning. The integration of oxytocin into vaccine cold chains demonstrates how existing health infrastructure can be leveraged to address multiple public health priorities while maintaining pharmaceutical quality standards. Ethiopian Ministry of Health, Maternal and Child Health Department, BMJ Global Health 2024. Key takeaways. Only 50% of Ethiopian health facilities monitored oxytocin temperature daily before the policy change. The grade evidence-to-decision framework enabled structured stakeholder engagement over 24 months. Integration leverages existing vaccine cold chain infrastructure, reducing implementation costs and training needs. Frequently asked questions. Why is oxytocin temperature storage critical for maternal health? Oxytocin rapidly degrades at temperatures above 8 degrees Celsius, losing its effectiveness in preventing postpartum hemorrhage. Proper cold chain storage maintains the drug's potency and ensures effective treatment of this leading cause of maternal mortality. How does the vaccine cold chain system work for drug storage? Vaccine cold chains maintain consistent 2 to 8 temperatures from manufacture to point of use through refrigerated storage, temperature monitoring, and trained personnel. This infrastructure can accommodate other temperature-sensitive medications like oxytocin without additional equipment investment. Can other countries replicate Ethiopia's integration model? Yes, the Research Advisory Council framework and grade evidence synthesis process are transferable to other low- and middle-income countries. The key requirements are existing vaccine cold chain infrastructure and committed stakeholder engagement over an extended timeline. Ethiopia's successful integration of oxytocin into its vaccine cold chain system represents a significant advancement in evidence-informed health policy development. The structured approach, involving comprehensive stakeholder engagement and transparent evidence synthesis, provides a replicable model for other countries seeking to optimize existing health infrastructure. This innovation has the potential to improve maternal health outcomes across sub-Saharan Africa while demonstrating the value of institutionalized knowledge translation platforms in health system strengthening. Source: integrating oxytocin delivery through the vaccine cold chain system within the expanded program of immunization in Ethiopia. A case of evidence-informed decision-making.